Philippa, congratulations on your interactive, which was launched earlier this week. I want to start by asking you what it takes to put something like this together. I know, for instance, that there is no single source within the Chinese government that tells you about all the aid that they're pledging and that they're actually providing to the Pacific Islands region.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. It's a pretty significant research undertaking. China doesn't publish country-level data or certainly any sort of specific information about the projects that it funds in the region. So I had to piece it together from more than 500 sources. This included things like Pacific Island government budget documents, but also a lot of Chinese language materials, so statements on Chinese contractor websites and tender announcements, those kind of things. And then I followed this up with a number of interviews and site visits in the region.
And so do the governments that receive this aid, are they necessarily open about getting it from China?
It's mixed. They certainly tend to provide a lot of information about the loans that they receive, but sometimes they don't even know themselves the cost of some of the grant-funded projects because China never transfers the money to them.
And, of course, pledges don't always translate into actual aid given.
Yeah, one of the interesting things I found when I delved down to the specific projects is that sometimes a project will be announced 1 year and it might take 3 or 4 years for it to actually happen. And so it's important to sort of track the actual outcome of the project rather than just the pledges.
And it's important to note that your map tracks the actual aid that's been given, not the aid that's just been pledged by China, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, I know that there are three major conclusions that you've come to from major findings from your research. Can you briefly take us through those?
Yeah, so the first finding from the research is that whilst China is a significant and growing donor, Australia still dominates. So between 2006 and 2013, Australia provided more than 6 times the amount of aid than China did.
Okay, and number two, I think, relates to the fact that China is much higher in those rankings when you dive down into specific countries.
Yeah, that was a really interesting finding for me, was that if you look in certain countries, and I think Fiji is a key example here, China actually provided more than Australia did over that period.
And then thirdly, concessional loans.
Yeah, I think the main worry and concern about China's aid program in the region is that almost 80% of the loans of the aid given since 2006 has been in the form of concessional loans. And this is placing a bit of a debt burden on some of the smaller island states.
And just lastly, have you heard from any of your sources in China about this research? Any feedback?
I've had a little bit of feedback from the Chinese government, and I think actually it's interesting the Ministry of Foreign Affairs are actually quite happy to have some of this information, because one of the key issues in the Chinese system is that there isn't necessarily a lot of sharing between the different Chinese agencies, and so embassy staff in a Pacific Island country don't often have the access to this level of information about its aid.
Pip, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.